Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Stop shuffling through life like a zombie. You're bumming everybody out. Grab a CardoMax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Matson, CardoMax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
So what it is, it's a collaboration between P.F. Chang's and Martin Luther King, and it's called Martin Luther Chang's.
Well, that's what P.F. Chang's is. It's Paul Fleming, who from Fleming's Steakhouse, and some dude named Peter Chang, I think.
But I want to see Martin Luther Chang's.
I don't think you can do that.
That's the collab. Are we on? Who? Oh, shit. Are we live?
Who owns Martin Luther King's life rights?
I don't know.
Is it his like estranged ex-wife or some shit? Or his kids or what?
Oh, welcome to fake news. Martin Luther Chang's. I guess you could have the Let Freedom Wing. Like that could be like your wings, like your appetizers. Oh, welcome to fake news, kids. Shit. Maybe it's the Killcliff. I got the Flamin' Joe here. Been drinking here. Who knows what it is today? We're going to have a rad show. I really do want that collab to happen,
though. I did a bunch of drugs earlier.
Did you really?
I mean, I could say that on any day.
Obviously.
To be fair.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. As you'll notice, the title of the show is Empty Shelves Joe. It's all gone, Dan. We have nothing left.
Yeah, I'm all set.
I know you are. Bob, pull up that picture that we saw of the Pacific Ocean and of all those tankers just sitting there. When I saw this, I was shocked. I was like, that can't be a real thing. And turns out it is. So if you're wondering why there's a shortage on literally everything in America, down to cars, aluminum cans, food, furniture, blankets, all of the essentials that we need in this life. Well, it's definitely all sitting in the ocean. Look at that photo. My God, man. So what do you do? Do you get overtime to just hang out on the ship? Like, how does that work?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it looks pretty dope.
It looks dope, man. But I guess what do we do as a country with all of this? Joe Biden, top story, just announced that he wants the Pacific ports to stay open 24 hours a day to get all these tankers in. Why were they not open for 24 hours before this is what I don't understand.
What's their story, that these ships just showed up unawares?
Yeah, that they don't have enough people working at the ports to physically let these ships in, and we don't have enough workers and everything else.
Of all the people who have been displaced from their jobs and have settled into just taking the government's money and sitting at home, do you think that that's longshoremen and stevedores?
Probably.
Do you think it's Nikki Sabatka sitting at home from The Wire, not working? These people have been begging for a situation like this for decades. Port employment has gone down. Regulation, particularly in California and the federal government with TWIC regulations and all this other bullshit, have been fucked up. Everything the Bush administration ever tried to do was completely nonsense in securing the ports. These people have been dealing with this shit for years, and all of a sudden they're not showing up for work. I do not believe that.
Imperial Girl on YouTube right now saying the LA ports will not go to a 24-hour schedule due to the unions. Ah, that makes sense.
Good. They shouldn't go to a 24-hour schedule. If you go to any S4 shop in the military, you're going to find a sign probably from some smart-ass E4, mm-hmm. and it says waiting to the last minute on your part doesn't constitute an emergency on my part.
Right.
Right? So you fuck this up. Like, we'll work hard and stuff, but fuck you, dude. You're not coming. You're not going to lay this on us. And that's the left's game every single time. They always just dump whatever fucking mess they've made in the lap of middle class workers. Mm-hmm. It's always like that. That's what Obamacare is.
Yeah.
It's a handout to fucking insurance companies that does nothing to keep insurance or medical costs low. It's just like, hey, fuck you.
So the question becomes, this is what's Yahoo and Reuters and all the top outlets today, except for like the super left ones like CNN, is the global economy caught in a perfect storm? Because of everything that's going on, you're looking at beef, shortages of beef. Chicken is supposed to go up in Britain. They're also blaming Brexit in here as part of like trying to readjust to the new financial systems and things like that. There's shortages of warehouse workers, truckers. Now, truckers, we know, obviously, butchers. Butchers, I haven't heard. Are butchers taking some time off as well? Or
what do they mean by butcher? Like industrial level? I don't buy meat like that. So
yeah,
I don't really keep up with that.
I don't either. But butchers is the world's fifth largest economy. In England, they're dealing with that as well, and they're saying, look, Brexit. And then COVID and everything else. But then you have huge companies like IKEA, which they released a statement today, says we're leasing more ships, which did they not have enough in the past is what I don't understand. Like, there's not more people buying more ships.
Well, I mean, yeah, Imperial Girl makes another good point, dude. Truck driver shortages existed long before any of this shit started. So in 2019, it was reported that I think there were 3 million open truck driver jobs in America, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe instead of learning to code, we should have told people to learn to drive.
You know what's funny my wife's dad has a skilled labor trade like that, and he would always preach like, look, if you have one of these skilled jobs, you're going to work forever because they need you. That is more prevalent than ever right now.
I mean, it makes sense. Some of this stuff does, like packing plants using less people because of COVID protocols, which Reed mentions in the chat. That makes sense to me. A lot of this stuff makes sense. Well, it doesn't, actually. It doesn't make sense because of what we know about COVID. Like, there's not going to be an outbreak that gets into the meat. That's not how it works.
What if you fuck it?
No.
Okay.
No, and I think you've got bigger problems if you've ejaculated into the meat. Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way. It lives for like maybe a max of 10 hours on certain surfaces, but that's it. Nonsense.
Yeah, nonsense. Biden is saying the Port of Los Angeles would join the Port of Long Beach in working round the clock to unload about 500,000 containers.
This is a good opportunity for organized crime, right?
To
get a lot of stolen merchandise and drugs into the country. I hope they do, because we can't find a fucking truck to buy.
You were well ahead of the news today, because they're saying while Walmart and Target and other big retailers would expand overnight operations to help out, that's where it leads to crime, where it's like, dude, you should be holding up these people, you know? This is old school shit. This is like if The Sopranos was real, this would be their time to shine right now.
Well, you know that organized crime in America was real.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying if it was now, because right now, I don't know that we have any of these organized crime families anymore. Most of them have been taken down. All this shit with digital and everything else, it's too easy to track these guys. Therefore, we don't have any cool mobsters anymore. No, we don't have any cool mob families.
Even at its height, the La Cosa Nostra in America had like 5,000 members.
So yeah.
It can't be that many now.
No.
Unless they're all computer nerds. What if that's it? Instead of Tony Soprano, it's like fucking Steve Urkel and shit.
Yeah. That's probably the next way. So they're saying, you know, central banks are on high alert and all that stuff for the impact of these factors and inflation. Look, as much as I hate to admit this, I put a lot of money into crypto earlier in the year because of Delco Dan, and you were right. It is up and it's through the roof. I don't know what's going to happen, but everything feels wonky. We've faced it on our end, certainly the seltzer, on different things. Aluminum shortages, base shortages. One of the tankers got stuck in Europe and things like that. Like, but it's not just us. It's every single business. So I'd love to bitch about it. Like, you know, the mistake that was made was correctable, and it was, we did it, right? And that was like a week's worth of time. However, the rest of the components to everything that go into all of these products, everybody's getting behind, and we're dealing with the same situations. Then you have people that don't want to work or don't take pride in it because they don't have to. Then you have people going on strike. So today, John Deere had 10,000 union workers go on strike because they want more money. Hollywood, and we talked about this about a week ago, 2 weeks ago on the news. I said IATSE was going to go on strike. It appears as if that is going to happen on Monday. They'll go on strike. The two sides are too far apart, and I told you they would be because no one is going to give up that much money in streaming.
Yeah.
If Hollywood shuts down again, once for COVID, now because of IATSE and the unions, it's going to fuck up everything we know. The one thing that will go through the roof still that we talked about last week, Dan, is the NFL and the ratings and gambling, because not only is that the only thing you're going to be left with is live programming and sports, but gambling, where you're like, all right, great. If I can gamble online and just make money, fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, it'll be interesting the next couple of months.
I want your prediction on this, because I think you, out of most of the people that I listen to in the podcast space, you have been pretty much 99% right on all of your predictions as far as when COVID started, how this was all going to shake out. Where we're at now, what do you predict for the economy next year? Because, look, we're in Q4 here. I don't think it's going to crash now. Everybody will still buy Christmas gifts and all that stuff. It's going to be early. But what is an early prediction for 2022 as far as the financial market
goes? Well, I think first you need to understand how it's measured. Technically, a recession is four consecutive quarters of GDP loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you need two quarters out of that for the recession to be technically considered over. So just to understand the language that people use. I don't know where we are right now. We started pretty low. So when Biden says we've added X amount of jobs or whatever, like, no, dude, you just stopped shutting down the economy.
Right.
It's like, look at how good the water's flowing after you take the cap off. Like, you didn't do that, motherfucker. Yeah. As far as how it's going to go, it depends on a confluence of factors, right? So I don't think the IATSE strike is necessarily a big deal for the economy, but the John Deere strike is. The firing of police officers nationwide is, because I don't know if you know this about police officers, but they have unions, and those unions manage massive pension funds. Mm-hmm. I mean, big ones, like billions of dollars in pension funds. And if these police officers start getting fired and start withdrawing all their pensions out of that, it's going to be like fucking a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's going to be a run on currency if the Biden administration is able to pass this horse shit where any account that has $600 or more and it gets monitored by the IRS, people are going to pull all their money out of it.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a run on the market and the dollar will become worthless. One of America's real powers, aside from its military and the consumption levels of American people, is that the dollar is the world's reserve currency. If that goes away, then we're going to go back to like a Monroe Doctrine kind of situation where we're kind of a North American, maybe Central and South American hegemon, and we'll have no influence in the Middle East or Asia.
Mm.
And that stuff seems to be coming. And maybe it should. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
As far as like a global recession, like, you know, the perfect storm is what all these articles are calling it today. Are we in line for that? The reason why I can't figure it out and I'm scratching my head on this one is there is so many jobs open that if you wanted to work and have the economy kick ass again, there's 11 million jobs open in this country at least.
Well, I mean, people are taking so... I don't agree with the position that people are taking from the workforce right now because I think it hurts too many people, but I understand it, I guess, from some, on some level. Inflation is at a fucking, like, I don't know, like a 30-year high. I think we experienced like 8% inflation this year or something like that. Wages have been stagnant over the last 30 years already. In regard to inflation, I mean, the dollar buys you less now than it has at any point in the last 30 years.
Right.
So when people see that and see that their take-home pay especially is been affected like this, well, look, they can't stop paying taxes. You can't fight that fight, but you can stop working in an industry that doesn't value your service. Now, it's probably a confluence of those two things. It's that the industry doesn't value the service and people want to make more money at the ownership level and the government taking too much of your money. It's both of those things causing this shit, but you can't do much against the government. So you can quit your job and just fucking hold out for a while, right? And see what happens. I think it's, I won't say that it's dishonorable or anything, but you are putting yourself ahead of other people when you do that. And, but you know, I also understand from the point of view that they've been, a lot of people have been fighting against this bullshit for a long time with no real effect. So maybe they feel like, well, this is our only chance to make any kind of improvement. Maybe they're right. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I know this, like, you know, our lives have certainly changed. Whereas you and I were rapping after work about what we're going to do for like New Year's and things like that. And I'm like, dude, I'm just going to go home and hang out with my family because we can't get flights anywhere.
Yeah.
We're you know, the traveling is fucked. Even when we do go there, we got some guests in from who were just in Las Vegas, and we'll have you guys on at the end of the show for Drink It Bro of the week. But we canceled that trip to Vegas for the UFC because you had to wear a mask and everything else. They were saying it was worse than what we had reported initially on this show. And you don't know what you're going into even when you do go to these certain states or businesses or whatever. I mean, even in Austin, I had to wear a mask into a toy shop, and I haven't had one in months at this point. It's just confusing as to where this is all headed, and I don't think we have the proper leadership in there to guide us through this right now because we're not hearing any statements out of the White House about an actual plan for any of this stuff.
Yeah.
There's lawsuits being lobbed against states. Cities are suing governors in every state. And like, it's fucking crazy. And I don't know what the end result is going to be. However, since the beginning of this, you have been correct on virtually everything. So I thought I'd at least ask today. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Next up, apparently, there's been some leaked Border Patrol documents that reveal the true scope of the border crisis. Recently leaked documents from Customs and Border Protection show that the Biden administration initiated mass release of at least 160,000 illegal immigrants into the U.S. over the last 7 months. Since March, the Biden administration has been releasing immigrants into the U.S., often with little to no supervision and broad use of limited parole authorities, made up about 30,000 immigrants eligible for work permits. You actually took a picture in the airport that went viral, and I know Alex Jones reported on it and everything else. Why isn't anybody else talking about this right now?
I don't know why. I know why the left isn't talking about it.
Yeah. But the media isn't.
They're the ones doing it. Well, the vast majority of the media is left.
Yeah.
And I think you'll probably catch a bit of it here and there on Fox. But Fox is a network designed to hit people with 30 different ideas in a day.
Correct.
To keep them on a dopamine hit. It's not designed to actually inform their listeners. Sagar and Yeti talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're only going to find this stuff in independent media, to be honest.
Which is crazy. And then, you know, with this story in particular, until I saw that photo, Bob, I don't know if you can pull up that photo from last night of the 160,000 illegal immigrants that are hanging out under that bridge. I don't know who took it. You're right. It was an independent media source that took it. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was unaware that was going on.
Yeah.
Well, because the media doesn't report on any of this. So I don't hear about it on a day-to-day basis.
You know, the right and the left have, over the last 20 years or so, used regulation instead of legislation to do a lot of fucked up shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is just another one of those cases. Like with Obama, it was the gun walking bullshit and a number of other, a lot of stuff. His drone strikes were fucked up. Some of the excuses he used to deport people were fucked up as well. But federal law says this parole authority is only to be used on a case by case basis for legit humanitarian concerns. And I very highly doubt that 30,000 people were adjudicated in that fashion.
Yeah.
Because I've worked at that organization before, and I know how long it takes to get that stuff done. It just didn't happen. So they're just like, hey, put them all under this law, and then whatever.
Yeah. Bob's got the picture there. There we go. So this was the picture that popped up last night. I was like, what the fuck? When I saw it, I was like, eh, that can't be real, right? We got a little tiny gate there that's kind of blocking it off. If I were the immigrants, I would just fucking charge all at once. What could they possibly do?
Yeah.
Put them on the docks.
It's a good question.
Yeah, exactly. Look, they'll work. We know that.
Yeah, the Irish got off the boats and we just signed them up for the army and they went off to the Civil War. Killed two birds.
Yeah.
Two birds.
Get two birds stoned at once. Yeah.
Yeah. But that picture is shocking. If it was Trump in the White House right now, this would be on plastered everywhere. AOC would have a hand up down by the thing. I mean, she wouldn't be anywhere near close to that, obviously. But it would be a fake gate and she would have her hand up. Praying for these people and everything else. But where is everyone who was bitching about this earlier with Trump? Why are they not there? Why has no one gone down to the border?
Nobody actually cares about anybody else. It's not about that. It's about propagating your own existence. I feel right about what I believe and I'm in power, so I'm going to find ways to support that. It's called confirmation bias, and it is the cancer of a meritocracy. Former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott said, as a field chief, I don't believe I ever approved more than five or 10 parolees in a single year.
Mm-hmm.
When I did, I ensured that the alien was monitored continuously and was detained or removed as soon as the circumstances allowed. The Biden administration has been using the authority more broadly, obviously, with 30,000 fucking people. 90,000 of the immigrants were released. 90,000 immigrants have been released and giving a notice to report or NTA notice to appear. That we've talked about before. We have no idea where these people are.
No, it was like when I got jury duty notices in Los Angeles. So I was like,
yeah,
not going to answer that.
Yeah. And then if they make their way to a state that's a so-called sanctuary state, like California, for example, if a local law enforcement officer picks them up on something, finds out they're an illegal alien, they are disallowed by California state law to tell immigration that they have that person in custody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sweet. I asked one of my DHS contacts, who's at a supervisor level about all this, to check what percentage of NTAs were just ignored. And I asked another guy who asked his boss about it. And when searching, both of them gave me the same answer. The computer system essentially told them that search was being monitored because they don't want that information getting out. So I would assume it's probably the vast majority. Why would they go back just to get kicked out? That's not going to happen, man.
It's not going to happen. And where do they go, Dan?
Everywhere. Anywhere you've seen one of those manila envelopes with a fucking destination on the back, that's where they went. And they went there with a fucking pocket full of cash, too.
Yeah, but the confusing thing is like, all right, let's say, because you and I, the picture you took, they were going to Newark, New Jersey that night, right? I've been to Newark. It's not a great place. I've shot a couple TV shows in Newark, and it's not sweet. I couldn't imagine showing up there with $2,500 and then trying to start a life. Not only just coming into the country, but not knowing the language or anything else, having enough clothes. I don't see how that's going to help the economy either, you know?
No. No. Although when it works properly, migrant labor is a boon.
100%.
To the U.S. economy. I think in a normal year where there's not some kind of economic crisis or not some kind of border crisis going on, they profit. It's a net profit. Migrant labor is a net profit of something like 11 or 12 billion a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty nice because it's concentrated in only a few areas. These people, though, are being given work permits and shit, and they have no legal right to be here.
Right.
Interesting.
And they don't have to pay taxes.
Well, they pay payroll tax and stuff like that.
Right. If you're on a payroll. Some right. people are just under the table where it's like, hey, man, I'm going to give you some cash. You're going to do this job.
Yeah. But they, I mean, you can make the argument that that's the same thing in Texas, too, and they're just paying taxes when they actually go buy shit.
Mm.
But they do. And another point on that is that they do pay into Social Security, and they'll never see any of that money. But it's a very small amount. So. Okay. Either way, we can't just have lawlessness at the goddamn border. Document also shows that since August, which was 2 months ago, by the way,
mm-hmm.
An additional 40,000 legal immigrants were released into the country on their own recognizance. So that seems like a lot. 40,000 people.
Couple people. That's two Staples Centers.
It's two times the size of the 82nd Airborne. Right?
It's two Staples Centers, bro. It's the last Lakers. They're just seeing Kobe play for the last time twice.
Figures show that between 2014 and 2020, 81% of those released into the U.S. did not report in for their immigration proceedings. So that is a report that we found independently. But if you try to search for that in the database from the DHS side, it gives you a warning not to, basically.
Yeah.
But it's 81% of these people are not showing up.
And it's fucking nuts. Like, dude, but the IRS found me for $15.86 today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if it's real, but why even bother for $15.86? It's fucked. I think we're fucked. Delco Dan back there was asking me to buy the dip in America. No, dude, we need a fucking... When is Hulk Hogan coming back? Okay? That's the answer to this. When is Hulk Hogan coming back, and when is he going to be champion of the world? Otherwise... No, I'm not buying the dip. And it just keeps getting worse. This is why we call this show fake news, is because this should be fake, but it isn't. It's actually real news, and it's hard to believe. In one single day in Del Rio, Texas, 128 single adults were released into the U.S. without alternatives to detention, which generally includes tracking by ankle monitors, allowing CBP and ICE to easily track them. Figures show that between 2014 and 2020, 81% of those released into the U.S. did not report for their immigration proceedings.
Yeah.
So there we are, Dan.
Yeah.
Are you happy or are you sad about this?
I think what we're discovering is that we want... McConaughey said this on some show the other day. He said, do we even want to be the United States anymore? And he didn't mean... Does everybody in the U.S. want to change the name of the country or move somewhere else? He meant, do the two sides that seem to be at war right now even want to stay together?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're past the marriage counseling phase. We're at the division of assets phase, in my opinion.
Yeah. And what he was referring to in that interview, because I saw it as well, was he was asked if he was going to run for governor.
Mm.
And he basically said, you know, after learning about what politics actually was and what goes into it and everything else, that everybody's a shitbag.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't want to get into this.
I believe he said his time was probably better spent trying to help reimagine what American politics should be, not getting involved with it directly. And
correct.
That's my response. That's what my response has been for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody asks me when I'm running for office, I'm not
right
ever
right
doing that.
And I think, you know, people were asking that of McConaughey in Texas because he loves Texas and everything else. And you look after Texas. The problem is Texas is 30 million people and you got to deal with all this shit at the border and everything else that goes along with it. Vaccine mandates that maybe are enforceable, maybe not. Businesses wanting to do it. I mean,
I'll start paying state income tax if we can just secede. And Texas be its own country.
I agree. Just lower my property taxes. I'll be happy to pay state income tax. And like, yeah, let's secede. I don't know if it's going to happen. I've seen a lot of headlines this week about, you know, when is the Civil War coming?
Mm.
I don't think it's race either.
No, there's no Civil War coming.
But there's no race. It's not involving race at all. I don't think race has anything to do with it. I think it's just ideals at this point.
Yeah, the war is going to be like a division of assets. I mean, it's the problem. We talked that we did a show earlier for American Party that'll go out tomorrow, but we talked about this a bit. The United States is too decentralized to for that kind of effort at this point. You know what I mean? It's not, there's not a right versus a left. There's like people who want to be left alone and people who want to get in other people's business, right? But for a bunch of different reasons that aren't going to necessarily agree with each other, even if they're on the same side of this particular argument. So it makes it more difficult to change things, but it also makes it a lot more difficult to take advantage of it. So the empires in Rome and England weren't really representative of the people at all. And the people had no say, but we can vote. We can do all sorts of stuff. We can just stop paying taxes in some cases. If that's the move to crypto, if people start moving to crypto, that's the government's problem, is they can't figure out how to tax that shit.
Right.
I don't know why they think they're entitled to any of my goddamn money in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like if I take money that I've already paid taxes on and invest it and make more money, why is the government getting some of that?
Yeah.
What did the government do to establish crypto? I mean, if it was on the roads and I was a truck driver, or I owned a trucking company and they were moving shit around and I was using public utilities and shit to do that, okay, maybe I owe you some kind of tax money to make sure all that stuff looks good still. But the government isn't paying my fucking internet bill.
Yeah.
And I've already paid them taxes on the money that I'm using to invest. So why do they think they're entitled to this? These are just fucking oligarchs that think they're entitled to your shit. They're kings. This is the king's deer. You can't hunt this deer. Yeah. Fuck you, bitch. I'll fucking stab you in your goddamn face. Are you kidding me? And that's why I like Texas, because you can do stuff like that.
My issue with it is like, you know, when you were talking about investments, investments are always a risk, no matter what they are.
Well, if it's not, it's considered a security.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's a whole different fucking thing.
Exactly. Yeah. But us as Americans, we are taking a risk, be it in crypto or housing or real estate, whatever you're doing, business. Opening and starting a business is a fucking risk. If you go bankrupt, it's not like the government helps you out of like, oh man, does your restaurant fail? Well, I like the tacos there.
Well, unless you're the American automobile industry.
Correct.
Right? Or the banking industry or something that they have their hands in.
Mm-hmm. But if they don't have their hands in it, then if your risk pays off, then they want all your fucking money because of the risk you took and the hard work that you put into it. Then they want the fucking money for it. Then the problem becomes when you do have some money and everybody's all on this fucking tax the rich bullshit on the left, is you look at it and you're like, man, I'm the one that took the risk. I'm the one that put in my own fucking money. I'm the one who put in this fucking hard work. And now you want what I fucking put into it?
It's that Obama bullshit. You didn't build that. Remember that statement? Yeah. And I know what he meant by that. He meant that the infrastructure that the government provides to some degree assisted in that. So you can't just say, fuck the government. You're not going to pay for roads and shit. That's not how life works. But I've already paid taxes on this money that I'm investing. And if that were to become a taxable event, and it is in capital gains, by the way, it is a taxable event, which is fucking stupid. But if crypto were to become a taxable event as well, then it's like the presumption is that I couldn't do that without the infrastructure of the government. That's simply not true. It's not true in capital gains in general, and it's sure as shit not true with crypto. Like you couldn't have that money would not have existed if it weren't for me.
Yes.
The government had nothing to do with that shit.
Nothing.
So not only are they not entitled to it, but they can suck my dick if they want.
Yeah, and Obama's a perfect example. Like, look. He beat the odds, all right? Only 46 people in the history of the United States have become president of the United States. That job is fucking hard. Once you're in there, you know, you'll be judged forever. People will hate you. 50% will automatically hate you the day you get in and everything else. When he left and signed that book deal, it was a total of, I think, $64 million for his book deals. I had zero problem with it because you know, you had no money, you worked your way up, you got the one job in the United States that's probably the most difficult to achieve, and if you made it through the 4 or 8 years, whatever it was, and you sign a fat-ass book deal at the end of it, congratulations. I don't give a shit. But why isn't the rest of the United States viewed like that? It is a business. Everything is hard. You put your own time and work and money into it, and I agree with you on the streets and the you know, fixing roads and all that other stuff. Yes, it does take American taxpayer dollars on that. But the rest of this bullshit, sending money over to Afghanistan for condoms or fucking, what is it? Trans training or sexual training or whatever the fuck that is.
I don't remember.
I mean, all of these fucking bills, there's just so much goddamn fat in these things that we're just giving money away for nothing and stupid fucking projects over and over and over again. I don't know. I don't know what crossroads we're at, but people start picking sides. Now, if you're picking a side of the bed to sleep on tonight, make sure it's a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 40% off bundle package right now. Adjustable base, mattress. You can put sheets on there. You can put the comforter, the cooler, everything they have in there. They've got a million different items in there. Whatever you need in this life to have a sweet bedroom set, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros has that. And they also have a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest if you have decent credits. And you can put that 40% bundle package in there with it. Walk out of there with a nice brand-new bedroom set for $35 to $38 a month. Now, if you just want a singular item, like a pillow or just some sheets or just a mattress, type in the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout, and you get 30% off there. And then you can also take 30% off everything. It's great. They have endless deals. I don't know how they're making money, but God bless those guys. And it's the best fucking mattress I've ever had in my life. And I can't live without the adjustable base. So congratulations, Ghostbed. You won. You beat me in this life. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today and get yourself a new bedroom set. Next up, apparently inflation is only a high class problem, Dan. That's nice.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain was destroyed earlier today for endorsing a tweet that claimed inflation and supply chain issues affecting the country were high class problems, which is nice to hear. You know?
Yeah. He says the original post said most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, et cetera, are high class problems. We wouldn't have had them if the unemployment rate was still 10%. We would instead have had a much worse problem. Harvard professor Jason Furman wrote in a tweet that Klain retweeted saying, quote, this with an emoji hand pointing downward.
Yeah. I love now, that, by the way. It's the laziest shit of all time.
Yeah, it's interesting. This is a very fundamental misunderstanding of how economic systems work.
Dan, I think you should say this with an emoji hand. No. Is a no?
No, I like women. that extra dollar for gas, the extra 5% on average people are paying for groceries, higher shipping rates, higher energy and electric costs and stuff like that, and the empty shelves. Who do you think that affects more? Single mom making $30K a year or a rich person?
I don't know. It's I'm stumped on this one.
What about retirees on fixed incomes?
Boy, I can't figure that one out either.
They have no opportunity in the future for earning any new income. They have the money that they have until they die.
Yeah.
And now you're telling that person you can afford to choose between your medicine or you can afford to choose between your medicine and your fucking next meal. And this is a high class problem.
Yeah.
Should they learn to code as well?
Probably.
Ron Klain, what a fucking cunt this guy is. Jesus Christ. It's an incredibly stupid thing to say. Obviously, everybody is aware of that. But it really betrays the fact that the left and all this socialist, communist, whatever the fuck you want to call it, whatever their lefty version of populism is, whatever, however you want to phrase it, they don't give a fuck about poor people. They just hate rich people. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Every single time one of these fucking edicts comes down, the brunt of it hits the middle class worker every single time.
Yep.
It dodges somehow like a fucking magic bullet around all the rich people that it was supposed to target. And you can see it from this IRS thing. Like, oh, we want to monitor fucking, you know, we're worried about rich people avoiding taxes. So you're monitoring accounts with $600 or more in it. Because most rich people, they only put $600 or $700 in each account. They have several million accounts.
$600 is hors d'oeuvres, by the way.
I get the feeling the loudest versions of them kind of think the middle class is rich too.
Yeah, it's strange. And I'm you
like,
know,
if like it's like, well, my dad could send me like $400 whenever he wants.
You think that the American aristocracy looks at anybody that isn't a literal slave or peasant, right? If somebody can actually afford food and shit, they're like, oh, you better keep them. Because that would be the attitude that aristocrats have had towards the plebs since the beginning of fucking civilization.
Well, the weird thing is, it almost feels like, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the middle class is almost gone and we're kind of down to just rich and poor at this point. And it's getting worse and worse. It feels like the middle class is eroding here. And the beauty of it is, Ron, all of your your assets have to be reported because of what you do for a living. Ron here for the year 2021 owns assets between $4.4 million and $12.2 million. So Ron doesn't have to worry about these fucking problems.
No, Ron should worry about why his senile fucking sniffing president is on a global tour right now and is talking to the Pope about a global minimum corporate tax of 15%, right?
Yeah.
Like, what a global what? For what? Fuck you, dude.
This is what they talked about when Al Smith ran for president.
Yeah.
The Pope was going to tell the president what to do.
Yeah.
Pope
yeah.
Francis, because he's Catholic.
Yeah, yeah,
Pope
yeah,
Francis
yeah.
is telling Biden
yeah.
what to do.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, by the way, this isn't some small town goober, some elected official or campaign staffer or a downstream employee of some sort. This is the second most powerful person in the United States of America, right? The chief of staff of the president has broad authority to set policy, to give guidance to people, to give orders to people in the executive branch of the government. So this is how these people feel. They feel like you've got too much money.
Yep.
That's it. Like if your opinion about the people below you is that they have too much, you should probably kill yourself because you're a piece of shit human being that doesn't deserve to breathe air. That is, I can't think of anything more morally reprehensible than even holding that belief. If your brain is capable of holding that belief inside of your head, then your brain should be blown out of the back of it.
Yeah, I don't know what Ron's thinking on this one. I guess you just get so out of touch that the rest of the world just doesn't seem real. And you're like, oh, that's a fucking high-class problem to have. No, Ron, it isn't. And congratulations that you're worth as much as you're worth. But fuck you, Ron. Crazy. Again, it's supposed to be fake news, but it's actually real, kids. It's actually real. You know what else is real? Is Cardomax.com. Boom. Next sponsor on the books. Cardomax.com. CardoMax.com. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Madsen. This is what I get all hopped up on. The Blue Raspberry. That's my jam, dude. It sits on my desk. I fucking keep pulling it open. And then I just refill it every day. So here's what it is. It's a little package. You just rip it open, squeeze it into any liquid available. You're good to go. No carbs, no sugars, but a fuck ton of energy. It is great for working out. It is great if you're doing 900 podcasts a day. It is great if you're crashing at work or you have kids that got up at 4 a.m. screaming about another Baba. It's great for all of that. I live and die on Cardomax.com. And I'm stoked that Sean Madsen started a new company where they can get you going, but keep you a little healthier. There's something different about this. The taste is different. You don't feel like, oh God, I'm all fucking jacked up and my penis gets small and I've got to start punching walls. There's something a little cleaner about this and I like it. I know that these guys have been developing this for a while. Amped to have them on the show. Go to Cardomax.com today. Use the promo code DB. For 30% off your next four orders, that is Cardomax.com, CardoMax.com, promo code DB for 30% off your next four orders. Their energy intensifier comes in two flavors, blue raspberry and pink lemonade. I'm a blue ras guy. Dan's the pink lemonade guy. Big fan of this. We use it every single day, and it's an easy one. It's a veteran-owned company, and Sean's a fucking homie and an old school drinking bro. Amped to have him on the show. Next,
fuck up. The IRS, by the
way. Yeah, fuck the IRS.
It shouldn't even exist. Like, why would there be federal taxes? That doesn't make any sense. If the federal government needs money, it could get money from the state tax board, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to guess how it was founded? Do you remember?
Oh, fire away, Bob. So yeah. Bob also hosts. A lot of people don't know this. He's more than just a lover. Very generous lover of the show.
But, or a murderer, if you
watched.
He
also hosts Softcore History, so you know a lot about the history of this country. Tell us, Bob.
Like a lot of things.
Put the camera on Bob, goddammit. He's earned it.
Like a lot of federal things or whatever, it was because of a war. Mm-hmm. In this case, the Civil War. So we need some fucking money.
Yeah, makes sense.
So every time a king wants to do his king shit, everybody's got a fucking... pull their wallets out.
Pay the ransom, sir. Yeah. We've got a toll for you to pay.
You can just say Sic Semper Tyrannis. Yeah.
Exactly. And the long live John Wilkes Booth. My God, man. Are we there? We are. Oh, it's going to get worse. It's going to get darker. The fucking tolls we were talking about yesterday, that's another fucking scam. And by the way, the guy sitting next to you is the guy from, it's the actor from We Are the Millers. He's back today.
Yeah.
He's just got added to all the Marvel movies.
On the toll roads, by the way, and I don't think it's unreasonable for people to say, all right, how much does this money cost? And then keep an annual total, or how much does this road cost to build in the first place? And then how much is the average upkeep per year? Show me the bottom line, and then show me how much revenue you're generating.
Yeah.
And we'll see if those two numbers are congruent or not. And if they're not, then you owe me some fucking money, bitch.
Yeah.
And like a $3 toll should never turn into $300.
So that's by the way, that's what happened yesterday. Ari, our CFO, if you're watching and you see a $146 toll bill on the credit card yesterday, well, that was from us because we have company cars. I don't know how you monitor that because you can't just throw change in anymore.
They mail it to you,
which is real fucking convenient because nobody checks their goddamn mail anymore.
And you also can't set it up on auto pay.
No, dude.
Like I have the license plate I have. They know where I live, but can I just register that and you take whatever the, I don't care.
That's all I want.
It's like $3 a month.
Yes. That's all I want. But we got a $146. And I looked at the original amount and it was like $6.
Speaking of pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Katie Couric is a piece of shit.
God damn it, dude.
And so is Adam Schefter, it turns out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah, yeah. Journalism is fucking dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what's his nuts? One Minute Man did a thing on this yesterday for Barstool, and he was like,
KFC.
He was like, so what? But his so what wasn't, I can't believe this is happening. He goes, his so what was like, did you not really know this was happening? Like, this is the shit that they're admitting to in public. How bad do you think the shit is they're not admitting to?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, how many. Do you think that anything comes out of CNN that isn't improved by the Biden administration? If you do, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because this Katie Couric story didn't even make it into Brian Stelter's fucking journalism watch.
No.
It didn't even make it in there.
Nope.
This is like the biggest, most egregious fucking violation of journalistic integrity in our lifetime, maybe. And this fucking dude, this fat retard, Brian Stelter, didn't even deem it necessary to put it in there.
Yeah, and I chatted about it a little bit on RPR this morning with Adam Schefter, too, where it's like, look, if you don't want to be real journalists, right, and work for real media outlets, just have a podcast, which is what Katie Couric does now. However,
well, that's not the only reason Katie Couric just has a podcast now.
Well,
let's be real.
She's a fucking bitch.
She's a piece of shit, and everybody hates her.
Everybody hates her.
That whole story, the fucking news store, our news show on Apple TV with Steve Carell.
It's based on her.
It's about her and how big of a fucking piece of shit she is.
That's true.
That's what that whole show is about, her being a piece of shit.
Yep.
You didn't know that.
I can confirm it and obviously Steve Carell's character is Matt Lauer. Like, that is real. I know a couple writers on that one. If you haven't heard, Katie Couric censored her comments that were made by Ruth Bader Ginsburg to protect, air quote, on protect, the late Supreme Court justice. It was regarding taking a knee during the national anthem. Ginsburg was quoted as saying, contempt for the government that has made it possible for their parents and grandparents to live a decent life, which they probably could not have lived in the places they came from. The interview did include comments from Ginsburg saying she believed kneeling during the anthem was dumb and disrespectful. The harsher comments were later edited out. According to Couric, the editing was done in an effort to protect the late Supreme Court justice, who Couric says was elderly and may not have understood the question.
That is
fucking bullshit.
If Katie Couric believed that this woman was saying shit that she didn't understand, she should have reported that immediately, because a sitting member of the fucking highest court in America is senile. That's your position?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. And if anybody, anywhere, right, regardless of your political affiliation or beliefs or any of that shit, thinks that Ruth Bader Ginsburg needed anything from anybody, you're out of your fucking mind.
Mind.
It's like one of the toughest broads of all time.
Of all time. And like, dude, I don't care what fucking side you're on, dude. RBG was a goddamn gangster. Go look at her fucking record all the way back.
How disrespectful and offensive is that to that woman's legacy, that Katie Couric, who has no integrity, clearly thought that she was using her lack of integrity to protect the integrity of somebody who has it in fucking droves.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
And then a fucking utter dummy like Katie Couric was trying to protect one of the smartest women in American history. What the fuck are you talking about, dude? She was with it until the very fucking end.
Yeah.
And she fought through all that shit. The only thing she lost in her life was, well, you know, the last 10 days before the election, obviously. But other than that, pretty goddamn sterling career out of there. Like, I don't understand this.
There's nothing to understand. It's called backstopping in the intelligence community. You get away with something, and it's not just in the intelligence community. That's just what they call it. But you get away with something for long enough, and most people will, in their own minds, because cognitive dissonance isn't strong enough, they will come up with a way, some narrative that makes them good in that scenario, whatever it is, right? And that's what she did. She probably had this idea a decade ago, because this was in 2011, right?
Right.
She probably thought right as she was doing that, like, I truly believe I'm protecting her, or whatever. And she's believed that lie her entire life, it seems like. And now...
That would have been 2016.
Yeah.
I thought this interview was in 2011. You're right. That was about the kneeling. Yeah. So it was 2016, yeah. This one I don't get, man. I mean, so she also claimed that she received an email from the Supreme Court's head of public affairs saying Ginsburg had, quote, misspoken and requested the comments on the matter be removed from the final interview. I don't give a fuck what they requested.
Yeah.
First of all, if that is even true, if she could produce that email, or maybe they're somewhere with Hillary's, I don't know. But if she could produce that email, I'd love to see it, because I would love to see the public affairs office of the Supreme Court asking a journalist not to publish something that person said, because that person should be fired and probably thrown in jail for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, government transparency, there are actual rules about that. It's not like you and I lying to the press. We could do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
But when you're a government official like that and you lie to the press and have people edit shit, that's a problem.
It is, and again, the one woman that didn't need your fucking protection, Katie, is RBG. I don't get it. And, you know, on the flip side with the Adam Schefter bullshit, we talked about this the other day with John Gruden getting fired. Now he's caught up in these fucking emails. As far as journalistic integrity goes, he was sending out articles before they were published asking owners and general managers if they would like to edit them, including calling one Mr. Editor. Can you please let me know if this article is good to go?
And
on
this
ESPN?
Is the one. This is the one that KFC really leaned into, because he's like, "What did you think, Adam Schefter? People just loved him so much that he was the only person to break news in the NFL for 10 years." He's like, "No, he was in their pocket the entire time.
Yes,
he put out the message they wanted.
Yep,
this entire time.
Yep.
So, He should definitely resign and be blackballed entirely forever by all journalists.
I agree. And if he wants to have a career, do a podcast, because then it's an opinion-based thing, right? But if you're working for a news outlet, and that's what ESPN stands for, that N is news in that one. So, or no, it's network. ESPN News is, that's the news one. I caught myself there. That's why I'm a podcast, because I don't fucking know. But if you want to do that, have a podcast, that's it. And then you can fucking lie and do whatever you want. Nobody gives a shit. And if you have a cool source, you have a cool source. Congratulations. But to pretend that you're some journalist and you have journalistic integrity, and then go scorch earth on John Gruden, who was a colleague of yours, for emails that he was caught up in, that you ended up getting caught in. Technically, it should be you reporting against yourself, but we all know that's not going to happen tonight on the Thursday night game. So go fuck yourself, Adam Schefter. I don't know what you do now as far as ESPN goes with the Sage Steele shit and then this other shit. What's left of that network? I like SVP, and I love Sage, obviously, but the rest of these assholes, like...
SVP is a brand, and it's and himself. He's like Colin Cowherd. No matter where Colin Cowherd goes, his people will follow him.
I agree. If SVP started a podcast, I'm all in. Let's go. Yeah, I know he has one, but the way my hours work, I usually catch him at like midnight, and it's the end of my evening. I have a glass of wine, and I watch a little SVP and try to catch up on the scores. That more than likely I bet it on and I won.
If I found out that my employer did things the way that ESPN and Disney did them, I would quit immediately. Well, first of all, I would gather all the information and make it all public, and then I would quit.
Well, you are your own employer, Dan. So
I am now, yeah. But that's, I mean, I that doesn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, if you found the information out about yourself, dude, that you forgot when you were high, well,
I don't forget things when that. I don't forget things when I'm high, and I do. The stuff I say and do on this show is way more fucked up than anything I do in real life. So I'm not really worried about that too much.
That's true, actually. Yeah. Nobody really knows about your personal life, mm-mm, like at all.
That's because there's nothing to know. Sit at home with my fucking girlfriend and dogs, watch TV and get high. There it is, folks. Got me. I troll people a lot for no reason that no one will ever know about.
Yeah.
Unless I, like, I'll mention it on the show, the way I trolled someone somewhere, or the way I do it sometimes, but no one ever, it's just for me mostly.
Yeah. Speaking of just for you mostly, that t-shirt today, from drinkingbros.com. I got all the new tees in there. Dan, created this one as well. You're really good at that, by the way. You're really good at merchandising. Most of the stuff you see in the Drinking Bros store, as far as like the defund politician stuff or all this stuff, Dan actually does that, by the way. And he comes up with the designs. That impeach Biden one was everywhere when we were at the Tennessee Titans game. So we have that. The defund politician shirts are everywhere.
Well, there's
fuck,
new ones.
Dude, I ran into a guy last night at a Mexican restaurant. He was wearing your shirt, and he pointed at me. I pointed at him. I was wearing the black one. He was wearing the white one. And he goes, it was like the Spider-Man meme. And I was like, oh, shit. And he goes, fuck, dude, you guys talk about this on the show. You're always wearing this shit. I was like, that's real life.
Did you guys end up sucking each other's dicks or what?
For hard, dude. Yeah. And then he came. I didn't. I'm going to call him later, whatever. Wow. But yeah. But that's his true story last night. And Dan is the one that comes up with most of these designs. We've got some new ones in tomorrow, right? Is the Fauci one in tomorrow?
Yeah. So there's one of Biden and clown makeup that comes out tomorrow. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I think you've actually got them on the computer over there if you want to throw them on
the computer
screen.
Door.
I don't know which one it's on, but it doesn't matter. You don't need to do all that.
Yeah.
There's that one, and then there's
The impeached Biden one. They can see you. Go to his single right now. Go to
Well, Dan's this one's already right out, yeah.
This but, one's out now, but I don't think people have seen that in the black, which is nice.
Well, that's racist, but wow. Let's see. What else?
I'm going to call it African-American.
Yeah, there's the Mandate This Dick shirt.
Yep.
That'll be out in black and white. The Biden in a clown suit, and then the Grinch Who Stole Freedom, which is Dr. Fauci. Right, here you go.
Yep.
It's Dr. Fauci is the Grinch.
There it is. Boom.
Look well, that's not Dr. Kennedy. Fauci. That is Timothy Kennedy.
It's Timothy. But yeah, the Grinch Who Stole Freedom, that is out tomorrow,
yep.
And that will be everywhere as well.
And I've got a new one coming out too, but that'll be in a couple weeks. I actually got a couple more coming out, so, you know.
Yeah, just go to drinkingbros.com for all the merch, the $40 hats in there, the whole thing. Keep that joke going as long as we can.
What's the over-under on until you guys are called anti-Semites for that shirt?
Which one?
Fauci.
Is he Jewish? He's Italian, bro.
Oh, he's not Jewish?
Oh, he's not.
Okay.
Eh,
few.
I mean, he's not a pervert. He's just Italian.
Yeah.
Or something.
He's
I don't
just
know.
Mike Tirico.
He's not a fucking liar that made a bunch of people hate gay people because of his lies about HIV. He's just Italian.
Fucking Fauci, dude. Next up, 56% of San Francisco Bay residents are planning on leaving. That is not surprising. According to a poll released on Monday by joint venture Silicon Valley, over half of the residents living in the San Francisco Bay Area plan on moving within the next few years. The survey of voters in the five Bay Area counties found that 56% of respondents said they were likely to leave the area within a matter of years. A separate 44% said they were unlikely to leave, and 14% said they wanted to move, but they were financially unable to. The CEO of joint venture Silicon Valley told the San Francisco Chronicle that the main issue is the cost of rent, saying it's housing that is driving almost all of the results.
Well, that's been going
see
on
in
forever,
this
yeah.
poll. That is not true.
Well, it's definitely not the only thing that's going
My
on.
God,
there. But that's not a new thing.
No.
When I moved to Oakland in whatever, 2011 or 12, whenever it was, I had a 2-bedroom place. It's about 1,100 or 1,200 square feet. And it was $1,700 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what you would pay for that same thing in downtown Wilmington right now, by the way. By the time I left, it was 24. And when I moved out, they relisted it for like over $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That shit, that was 2017 when I moved.
Right.
Right? This shit has just been escalating, and it's not going to stop. People are being priced out. The good news for, I guess, East Bay people is that you could keep moving east, right?
Right.
Like, you could keep going towards Sacramento, but eventually you run out of room.
But then you're in Sacramento, Dan.
Yeah, Sacramento's terrible. It's got five areas, though. Area 1, Area 2,
yeah.
Area 3, Area 4, and you guessed it.
Area 5, brother.
Nah, Sacramento's terrible. But yeah, this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, and look, it's not just the rent and everything else. Like, people are shitting in the streets legally. and pissing in the streets. The drug use in the streets is fucking crazy.
You want the right kind of drug use in the street.
Right.
You want people on mushrooms, MDMA, like Adderall, weed, shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You don't want people on heroin in the streets.
Yeah. If it's somebody's doing sherm, dude, it's...
Heroin or crack. People don't steal their fucking mom's fucking Social Security money to go buy fucking weed.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. I'm sure it does happen with some crackheads, but it doesn't happen like that much. People steal like the TV out of their grandma's house and shit.
Right. And if you're out there taking a 28-inch flat screen and then taking that to the pawn shop to buy crack, like, you got some motherfucking issues going on.
Yeah, you should give that to Michael Scott because he's got broken by Jan.
Exactly. Exactly. So with this, not only is it the rents, but I think the other thing that they didn't mention in here is literally every Silicon Valley company feels like they're out of there. This week was Tesla. Tesla's gone completely now. They're in Austin. Cisco is out of there. A bunch of them are out of there. So the jobs that used to be there aren't there anymore.
Yeah.
And that's not part of this report either.
The only reason that Facebook is still there is because California gives them free land.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. They don't pay any property taxes there.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
The only reason they are still there. Otherwise, they would be in, I mean, they already are in Austin.
They're already downtown, so is Google.
Their second biggest campus is here.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, man. How much longer are we going to pretend like this shit isn't going on? And I'm fine with that, by the way. And I think it all circles back to the thing McConaughey said. Do we even want to be in the same country anymore? I would say that the answer is pretty much no. Right? I think we should have a new vote. In 2024, instead of voting for a new president, you should have a list of ballot features, right? Do you like this or this? Do you like this or this? This or this? Right? Based on that, we'll decide what two countries we're going to make.
Right.
And then just get the fuck over this stupid shit. I don't know why people are so romantic about the United States staying 50 states. It hasn't even been 50 states since our parents were born. It was 48. Two of them are fucking random goddamn places in the middle of nowhere.
And by the way, this is a totally honest statement. I used to think what you were saying was hyperbole and like, all right, cool, man. This wouldn't happen or this can't happen or whatever. I'm leaning more and more towards that just because of people's beliefs. And it's mostly like own friends, like people who are close to me where I'm like, man, you were never this person. Why the fuck are you this person now?
Yeah.
And I don't really mind if we split it 50-50 and be like, hey, guys, if you like this set of rules, go here. If you like this set of rules, go here. And I think the division line should be Texas. Just go straight up.
I don't know if it's going to be
from Texas straight up and just leave the West Coast. The West Coast.
I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be geographic necessarily. I mean, individual states may decide to break off and stuff like that. But think about that from a practical standpoint. Let's say Texas decides it's not going to be in the United States anymore and it's going to go back to being its own country, which it was before. What are all the liberals in Austin going to do?
They would have to leave.
Are they going to leave or are they going to stay?
I think they would leave.
Because it'll be a very huge benefit for them to stay, for them.
Yeah, I agree.
And they're not going to go back to LA and pay those prices.
No.
So where are they going to go? You know what I mean? It's just not going to happen. So I don't think it's going to be a geographical thing. I don't think necessarily what we think of as seceding is necessary either. I think we should just start respecting the 9th and 10th Amendment, where the federal government does three things and then shuts the fuck up, right? Because that's what it says in the goddamn Constitution. It seems very simple to me. So it's more like a disillusion of all the amassed federal power over the last 240 years or so. That's really what it is. And I think that's something that's actually pretty easily attainable, frankly. I mean, states just say, hey, I mean, we see it on a lower level all the time. Not even just from state and federal government. We go back, think about this. All the local jurisdictions, mayors who have been sued by governors and vice versa over vaccine and mask mandates, or the state of California and Massachusetts making weed legal for the last like almost 20 years now. Right. They've been defying federal law on weed.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in small areas all the time. Just let it happen. All of that should be the case. The federal government has no right to know what the fuck I'm doing. You just don't.
Yeah.
It's none of your fucking business. You don't have a right to any of my money unless we collectively decide we need it to build a road or to defend ourselves. That's it.
Yeah, but will it actually happen? Will any of this actually happen?
I think so, yeah.
How long? Let me ask you that.
It depends. I think it's only going to happen when there's a collapse of the dollar, right? Which, you know, could come any time, to be honest. So I think that'll probably be the trigger point. I think it'll be the dollar will collapse. Whenever the dollar stops being the world's reserve currency, there will be no reason anymore to continue with that bullshit. And look, countries have been doing this forever. The value of the euro is the same in Germany as it is in fucking the poorest country in the EU. It's the same value in both places.
Right.
So we already have a standardized currency over the course of disparate nation states that works just fine. Just saying, everybody like, oh, fucking the dollar will collapse. And that's one of the main arguments that the Federalist Papers make as well. I just don't think they could have imagined what the global world or what the globe would look like now with digital currency and cryptocurrency and all this other bullshit. I don't think they could have imagined this. So a single currency across the country would be good. Then we start, and everybody's like, well, what about this? And what about this? What about agreements between states for travel? We already have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not for just travel, but there's already agreements between Cal Fire has memorandums of understanding, MOAs, or MOUs all over the place because the state fire provides fire support not only to jurisdictions that are unincorporated within the state, who then provide them with services if they need it, but also out of state, right? These types of agreements already exist. We're not, goddamn, we act like America was the first fucking country.
Yeah.
No, we've been borrowing from fucking English jurisprudence for goddamn the entire time we've existed, right? From European jurisprudence as well. So this is nothing new. We could do this shit. It's just a matter of people deciding that they want to do it and not being afraid of it.
I think the fear, though, is too much for a lot of people to handle.
It'll be uncomfortable.
Because of uncertainty and everything else. Well, look.
I don't think there's any uncertainty. There's the.
Well, you take a state like Texas. Here's why I say uncertainty, right? When we had the winter storms, our power grid here is apparently fucked. You guys have lived here, Bob Delco, for longer than we have, obviously. There's been power grid issues before, and it is because it is state, not federal. Is that correct?
No. There's never really been
ERCOT,
big power grid. Yeah, ERCOT. I mean, like, I'd get, like, hiccups in the summer because everyone's AC is fucking going full board, but, like,
right.
Nothing really. I mean,
and it's hotter, way hotter in Texas, by the way, than it is in California, who has rolling blackouts every single year.
Oh, yeah.
Every single year.
Yep, yeah.
So all the fucking heat that ERCOT took last year, and rightfully so, because they didn't do the upgrades they were supposed to, but still, without the upgrades they were supposed to do, this system operates infinitely better than California.
100%. I lived in the Hollywood Hills for years, and like, dude, you couldn't get pricier than that. And there was rolling blackouts in the fucking hills. And yeah. I was like, my shit was turned off. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
Like, I live next to Jack Black, and this is what I'm getting?
I would
fuck you guys.
Yeah, like, I would get, like, when I worked from home. And I actually noticed it only during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was actually, like, a planned thing where it's, like, most people aren't home. They're at work. So this is the time to hiccup. As opposed to, like, maybe the middle of the night, so we don't, because the power supply, like, it's not as tough to get power, and also, like, we don't want to turn off their alarm clocks, maybe. I don't know. But, like, I would notice a couple times a week, maybe, like, once, twice a week, a hiccup.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, things would just reset. Like, it was like, eep, eep. The only thing that ERCOT fucked up was the fact that, like, they weren't prepared for even the mildest winter.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, and they had a decade to get prepared too after the last report came out. I was like, hey guys, it got cold and it kind of fucked up. And if it gets a little colder, it's going to be totally fucked. And they're like, yeah, we'll do it, man. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
10 years later, they didn't do a goddamn thing.
Like, everyone who lives here from the Midwest or Northeast, like, walked outside during that snowstorm and was like, oh, okay. Like, what?
Yeah.
The problem wasn't that. It was zero plows.
Also that.
I plowed a lot over that period. You know what I actually did? I drove around and looked at all these fucking tough guys in trucks that didn't know how to drive them.
So did I.
It was incredible.
I drove around for like 2 hours.
So did I. I drove for hours. Morning. Yeah. And I had my 2-year-old with me at the time. And like, because we had a pickup truck and put it in 4-wheel drive. I was like, all right, great.
Yeah.
We drove around. Everybody was stuck. Nobody knew what to do. And it felt like everybody who was here, like the new people, at least from Texas, some from Georgia originally. So like 4-wheel drive is pretty goddamn normal. And it's just like here, everybody was like, man, I moved to Texas from some other state like California. Definitely don't know how to use a four-wheel drive. They were stuck on the side of the road in these huge pickup trucks. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's why I never buy cowboy boots or wear a cowboy hat, because I'm not a fucking cowboy, okay? And don't go buy a fucking F-250 King Ranch. You don't know how to drive the goddamn thing.
Exactly.
That's why.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah. Fucking poser little bitches.
Yeah, no one's a cowboy in Austin.
If Texas tries to secede and the union wants to do something about it, wait till winter.
Yeah.
Okay. And then send your armor divisions in, and the Texas armor divisions will be pulled over on the side of the road, terrified.
No. It's like what we should have done in Afghanistan.
The
you know?
first armor division is, our first cav is here.
Fort
Hood. It's like an hour from here.
If you have a bunch of Texans behind the wheel, I don't care if it's treads in a tank, they will be like, I don't know what's happening.
No, it's not that. But they can't drive.
They can't drive. I'm with you. And even in Georgia, dude, we would get like 1 inch a year. School was shut down. Everything shut down. We had a fucking.
I wouldn't have missed school from that snowstorm that shut down the state. I would not have missed school.
Oh, no. In Ohio? No. In Ohio, no. Absolutely not. When I went to school there, fuck no.
No.
Fuck no. Next up, Facebook updates their rules to protect human rights defenders from mean comments. Facebook will now count activists and journalists as involuntary public figures, giving them increased protection against harassment and bullying.
That's cool. Yeah. Now, how do you define journalist? Are we journalists?
Great question.
No. How do you define...
Am I being protected now?
How do you define involuntary public figure?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just showed up and all these cameras were here. I didn't sign nothing. I certainly didn't pay for all of them. And then pay you guys to point them at me. What the fuck are these people talking about? So as Andy Ngo, is that going to be a hate crime now on Facebook to talk shit about him, because Antifa's been cracking that dude in the head for like 5 years now?
I don't know.
That dude gets assaulted more than anybody not married to O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. And I got an email.
Or Ray Rice. Or whomever else.
Whoever else. But I got an email from Facebook yesterday. No, I'm sorry, 2 days ago, that they were asking to put all of our podcasts on Facebook, right? Which are fine, is they want to run the RSS feeds. But I wrote back and said, you've had the video feeds forever and you choose to fucking shadow ban them. Mm-hmm. So why do you want the RSS feeds now? Because that's going to go out to a bigger audience?
Yeah, I mean, what we know about Facebook is that they have whitelists and blacklists of people who can get away with whatever the fuck they want and people who get shadow banned. That's not a conspiracy. That's another one that I should add to my list of things that were a conspiracy theory a year ago that now, as of the last 2 weeks, isn't. Everybody knows it's happening now because people are talking about it and the evidence has been provided. So they're just going to decide which public figures. This is all criminalizing being mean to people in public who hold positions of power. That is autocratic nonsense.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about here? You can't say mean shit about people in power. Fuck people in power.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason we started this goddamn country.
It's also the internet. It's called the internet.
Well, the internet could suck my dick too.
If the internet could, it probably would.
That's true. The internet would do some weird shit. If the internet was a person.
Yeah.
I think Dave Chappelle did a sketch about that one time, didn't he? If the internet was an actual physical place and it was just some fucking dude falling around trying to sell him dick pills the whole time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get Roman.
Thanks, Bob, for that confirmation.
Yep.
There it is, Bob.
Just checked it.
Jesus Christ.
Bob. Speaking of which, we had a call with the head of Patreon a couple days ago, and he goes, have you looked at the back end numbers of your YouTube of how many subscribers you have versus who is actually getting the notifications? We did, actually. So we currently, which is super still low, 93,000 subscribers here on the old YouTube's channel. Only 6.96 actually get the notifications percent. So if you're looking at like today's show, we have 850 people watching live.
Yeah.
That is exactly what that number is. That's the only people getting the notifications. I don't know why or what or how. This is what Facebook is also going to do. So why they're putting out this fucking statement that they're suddenly going to police the world and everything's going to be all right to go back online again, especially Facebook, makes zero fucking sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny, to be honest. Anytime Facebook comes out and says some stupid shit like that, or because it's like, man, I really don't like water.
Yeah.
Because right now they're in a fucking very public battle with Apple because Apple is stopping them from exploiting people, right? Like, it, how can you do that and say this shit? I guess they're just hoping that you can do fucked up shit and then say that you're doing the right thing, provided you control access to information.
Yeah.
You can do whatever the fuck you want at that point. And that's all they're trying. They're just angling for more control of information. And they're trying to go ahead and this is a fucking test balloon. They're mm-hmm. floating this out to see how people react to it. Because if enough people on the left are like, yeah, they should be protected, then they're going to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like, they will follow through with this. And this sets the groundwork for their next culling, right?
Oh, yeah.
So for the next election, when people like Andy Ngo and Alex Jones and fucking whomever else is out there beating the stump in independent journalism for the conservative side, they can fucking ban all of them for being mean to people on the liberal side who hold the same job while continuing to hold those liberal people up as a source of valid information. That's all this is. They're just prepping for the fucking next election.
That's it. And we're almost there. We're only a year away, actually 13 months from the next election right now. And my questions that I have for most of these social outlets like YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all this other shit is how this will influence the next election, what they're actually going to do.
Mm.
Because we saw what happened in this last one, and everything was shut down if they didn't like who you were and vice versa. I don't know
but
how
then they unbanned it. So they do it. They do it, and then they ask forgiveness later. Yeah. So they blocked the New York Post story about Hunter Biden. Now they have to admit that it's all true, and they shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. That's what Jack Dorsey said with his stupid fucking villain goatee.
Don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, exactly. Also, do we forget when Facebook lied about their video numbers in 2016, causing a industry-wide pivot to video,
yeah.
in which thousands of people lost their jobs?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Facebook Watch happened. Was an abject failure.
It was a horrific failure. Yeah,
yeah, but it's that, for sure. They're just setting the stage for this next thing. So,
yeah.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Don't say we didn't warn you. Also, next up, I want to give a shout out to killcliff.com here. I've a little bit under the weather here. We got their CBD. This is the Flamin' Joe. This is actually Joe Rogan's drink. And since we're talking about Joe Rogan, this is probably my favorite on there. He came up with it himself. It's pineapple and jalapeno, 25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. You will not piss hot on a drug test. Go to killcliff.com. Use the promo code Drinkin' Bros for 20% off of all their products, not just their CBD. But again, a little bit under the weather today. I've been drinking this for most of the day, and my voice feels great. So really grateful to these guys for this product, because there isn't a really safe drinkable CBD out there. So thank you to killcliff.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros will get you 20% off there. And since we're talking about Joe Rogan, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but man, him going scorched earth on Sanjay Gupta last night was the fucking greatest thing of all time, dude.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
So fucking good. If you're out there, and look, I know we have a podcast and a whole network and all that other shit, but that was probably my favorite podcast of the week thus far. He pinned him in. He didn't have a choice but to go anywhere. And Rogan straight up just held up the bottle of ivermectin that he was prescribed by his doctor.
Yeah.
And he said, fucking lie to me now, asshole.
Yeah.
Lie to me now. And got him to back down off of that. It was great. Shout out to Joe Rogan. Not only for Killcliff, but that interview today.
I mean, Sanjay Gupta had to know he was walking into that, right?
That's what I can't figure out.
He did. He wrote a... Take this for what it's worth, but he wrote an op-ed this morning, I guess.
Okay.
That was like, people told me not to go on, but I'm glad I did, and it's good to have these conversations, blah, 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 blah,
Shouldn't
blah.
Have given him a platform.
Sanjay or, yeah. or Joe?
Yeah, no.
Anyone. Sanjay. Deplatform Earth.
Yeah, remember yeah. where they always give Joe bullshit for giving somebody a platform?
Yeah. That's true, man. I can't believe he agreed to come on, and man, that got fucking intense, man. There was a good 5 minutes of that where I was like, holy shit, he's not going to stop until he admits that CNN is a bunch of fucking liars, which Sanjay finally...
Sanjay Gupta was like, look, Anderson Cooper's not even gay. His hair is just really nice, and people thought it would be racist if he didn't say he was gay, so he said it.
Yeah.
And now he's got now he's actually married to a dude. So, like, he's deep. Yeah. He's deep into it.
Deep into it.
Into his butthole.
You got to live that life, brother.
Yeah.
Next up, California's got some interesting sex laws. On January 1st of 2018, California reduced the penalty for knowingly infecting someone with HIV from a felony to a misdemeanor, which is a fun thing. Previously knowing infecting a sexual partner with HIV was a felony punishable, there we go, Ross, by up to 8 years in prison, but the 2018 change lowered the punishment to a maximum of 6 months. Last week, Governor Gavin Newsom, is he a two-time? Do you consider him two-time? Is he a champ because he won the recall too?
I guess, yeah.
he signed into law a bipartisan bill that outlaws non-consensual condom removal, which is also known as stealthing, by the way.
That's a pretty fucking funny name for it,
to be honest. Yeah. That's been around for years, that term.
Very shady behavior.
So that's taking the condom off.
First of all, before we get into this, what do you think the penalty, and I'm asking the audience as well, what do you think the penalty should be for knowingly transmitting herpes to someone?
Boy, this has been in a bunch of court cases, actually.
Or anything, yeah. Any other, because usually it doesn't.
AIDS is punishable.
I know, for sure, right?
But only 6 months.
That's not
now.
The point. We'll get to that in a minute. What about herpes? And because it's not life-threatening, typically, right?
Yeah.
And neither is HIV now.
Correct.
Right? So, yeah. Look, it's kind of a dick move.
Literally.
But I think that the difference, and I'm asking this to play devil's avocado, obviously, because at this point, with the proper medical treatment, those two diseases are about the same, frankly. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds crazy, but that's where we are these days. The difference is, when left untreated, herpes is a mild annoyance, and HIV will kill you eventually, if left untreated.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that one of the justifications I heard is that HIV is no longer dangerous. So I just wanted to address that. That is nonsense. When left to its own devices, it will murder the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
So that's stupid. But, you know, when it comes to consent, and this is what we'll have Matt Belinsky on soon to talk about California and particularly about Los Angeles County and their district attorneys there and so on and so forth. They're all fucked. But this is more pro-criminal bullshit. And the January 2018 thing, reducing HIV transmission to a misdemeanor, that's pro-criminal bullshit. You've seen a bunch of people getting out of jail for murders. And basically, the California law is if you don't have the cash in your wallet to pay your bail, you just get out.
Yeah.
Essentially. Well, like, what the fuck kind of bullshit is this? I wish I had known that law when I was in jail for all those murders. this one is... This is this woke nonsense, right? Like, this is a crime. Like, how could you even fucking prove this happened?
I don't know.
It is one person's word versus another. Prove it. Unless she walks in with fucking cum in her. But how do you know she didn't grab the condom and turkey baste or something? I mean, I'm not. That's a crazy example, but how?
It's not as crazy as you
you're
think.
You're not there. You can't prove that shit. Right?
This has been in court cases, by the way.
Some fucking dumb woman's group who wants to spend more time protecting. Women instead of teaching them how to protect themselves, right? Like prepare your children for the road, not the road for your children. This is all this is. It's nonsense. But the 2018 thing is the big problem. That is another thing that is now decidedly not a conspiracy theory. And that is that George Soros is deeply involved in American politics, particularly when it comes to leftist states, and even more particularly when it comes nationwide to judges and district attorneys. He has funded like 275 separate races across the country, and he put $1 million into this Gavin Newsom race. Yeah. This is not a fucking conspiracy theory any longer. It is a fucking fact that this asshole is trying to weaken the institutions that protect this country, and that he should be fucking executed for it. Like, this is a foreigner that is spending money in our country to fuck us up. At any other time in human history, we would have grabbed this dude up by the nape of his neck, put a gun under his chin, and blown his brains out of the top of his head. But now all of a sudden, it's a conspiracy theory. These crazy Republicans, man. I'm not a fucking Republican. I'm an American, and I will murder this dude, right, if given the opportunity, legally speaking. Like, if somebody says, hey, obviously, it's legal to murder George Soros now, I'll shoot him.
Yeah, and as far as this fucking law goes, so this has actually been in three high-profile cases, okay? Dennis Rodman was involved in this regarding giving a cheerleader herpes. Same with
Usher.
Usher.
But that was a civil court thing.
Correct.
I don't think that went to criminal court.
And then the other big one that I can remember recently was Shia LaBeouf and Jim Carrey as well. Jim Carrey was caught up in one. But as far as proving this, that's what you're saying is completely true. It's he said, she said.
Every single one of them has gone to civil court.
Yes. Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Every single one. So I don't know what this to me is just more of like a surface spill of like, yeah. Oh, hey,
it's
great.
A waste of time.
Look, we're doing some things here and with our power and you're not doing anything. It looks cool, but it actually doesn't do anything. Still got to go to civil court for shit like this.
21 Den Hop says, let's be real. It's more surprising that Dennis Rodden did give them more than herpes. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. He only gave you herpes. Like you fucked Dennis Rodman and you only got herpes.
Feel lucky.
Yeah. That's like jumping into a volcano and coming out with your eyebrows singed. Fuck out of here, man.
Next up, super villains rejoice as they can now get robot dogs with fucking assault rifles attached to their backs. This one I'm amped about. Ghost Robotics and Sword, SWORD International, have teamed up. Yeah, I call it Sword. I always have, always will. Teamed up to create a quadruped. It's a four-legged dog. It's a robot dog is what it is. God damn it. You don't need to call it a full fucking quad on here. With a rifle attached to its back called the Special Purpose Unmanned Rifle, or SPUR, is the acronym for that. The system adds a 6.5-millimeter Creedmoor rifle to the back of one of the Ghost Robotics unmanned ground vehicles. Unarmed examples of unmanned ground vehicles are already in use by the Air Force's 325th Security Forces Squadron at Tyndall.
Yeah.
There it is. Got it. Air Force Base, but as yet none have been equipped with a weapon system. Now's the time, Dan.
Yeah. So
I'm amped.
I don't know the answer to the question, how many armed troops would it take to suppress an American revolution? I don't know the answer to the question, what percentage of the military would take part in that? But I know that the number for both of those is far less when drones and robot dogs with guns are used to do that thing.
Yeah.
Right. This is Black Mirror, and it's happening in front of your face. It is absolute fucking nonsense. Look, I don't think that the military en masse would turn on Americans. Not the American military.
Yeah.
But a couple of tens of thousands of them that are lefties or people that just know how to play video games and operate drones that have no military bearing, have no military experience, and have no fucking loyalty to the ideas that that fucking oath conveys. Maybe, right?
Maybe.
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 Probably keep an eye on this one.
I was talking to my parents because I was like, hey, thinking about having some more kids and things like that. They were like, really? Why? And I go, well, we got two now. I almost feel like they need protection. They need a little army of themselves because all the shit that's going on right now is so fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And if one of these fucking dogs and all this other shit, you're going to need more people to protect each other, in particular your family here. Because what if these little fuckers, exactly like you said, what if they AI out and just go through the streets and they're like, man,
forget about AI. Wrong. Forget about AI. Think about a despotic leader in charge of the U.S. Armed Forces using people in fucking Creech Air Force Base or wherever the fuck else drones are operated from to operate them remotely and fucking attack cities and shit. Like, forget about the Skynet for a minute and think about what a bad actor can do. And when I say bad actor, I don't necessarily mean the dude from Iron Man 2. Right.
Nailed it. Yes.
What's his name with the wrestler? What's his name?
Terrible.
No, he's not. Bautista? He's a great actor.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke. Yeah.
Oh, no, he's a great actor. The wrestler. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's fine.
But that's the story of Iron Man too, right? He builds this fucking drone fleet that can take over America. Not America, but they can do a lot of shit. That to me is far more dangerous because there's agency there.
Yeah.
I don't know what AI is going to figure out about humanity. Maybe they figure out we're useful fucking idiots. Maybe they just want to wipe us out. Maybe they don't give a fuck. Maybe they fly off to another planet and live their own lives. But I know exactly what people like fucking Joseph Biden will do. And that is force people at gunpoint, if they are allowed to get some fucking shit injected into their body. Right? And they're in control of these devices. That's a problem.
Is it Robinette? Is that the middle name? Is it Joseph Robinette?
I don't give a fuck what his middle name is. He doesn't remember, so why should we?
No. Don't care. Don't care. But I'm with you here. The more and more we start to go down this rabbit hole with robot dogs and guns and all that other shit, good luck. Because it's like Dan said, it doesn't necessarily take an AI or anything else. It just takes one person to be like, you know what? fuck that city. Let's just see what happens, and they can fucking start nuking people. It's Black Mirror. Mm-hmm. We're this close to Black Mirror, and I've got to start having more kids, man. Just develop their own little army and protect themselves. Otherwise, the first two are fucked. So, last but not least here, we got advances in virtual reality porn may create a new way to cheat on your spouse. This story everybody's fine with.
Yeah, you know? God bless technology.
Yeah. Now, this is technology doing good. Last story was technology doing bad. With advances in the portability and power of VR headsets, it's only a matter of time before virtual reality porn started taking over the industry. Adult content for virtual reality rigs is on the rise and expected to be a $19 billion market by 2026. I say it's going to happen. I say there's more money than that. Pornhub currently averages around 500,000 views per day on the 3,000 free VR videos they currently offer, but that number usually spikes to around 900,000 around Christmas as excited young boys try out their new VR headsets they get for the holidays. Now, I gave your boy a VR headset. Is he watching porn with it?
I don't know. Is there gay VR porn?
I don't know.
He's gay as shit. I don't know. I haven't looked. Probably.
Yeah.
I know what I was doing at 13. Shit.
Yes, dude.
I was looking for whatever the nastiest thing I could find is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I assume that's what children are doing now.
Yeah.
But forget about that. The average video game user and video game device user in this country is 37 years old. So it's primarily older people.
Of course.
At any rate, the way they describe this shit is hilarious. VR porn provides a more immersive experience than its 2D counterpart, offering either 180 or 240 degree fields of view. 3D video and life-size participants. Now, if you pair that up with a real doll, you can get some shit done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or an ugly girl.
Yeah.
Like, if your wife is, maybe this saves some marriages. Maybe if your wife is ugly, you put the VR headset on and now you can stomach fucking her.
Have you seen the...
Not stomach fuck her, but stomach, vomit as you have sex with her.
Obviously.
Well, either one. Have you seen the sequel, the Dennis Villeneuve sequel to Blade Runner?
No,
where he's
with Ryan Gosling,
where he's in love with his hologram that works his house, and it was Affleck's ex girlfriend is the actress, and
Jennifer Garner.
No. After that, the cute like Latina chick.
I don't know.
But he can't fuck her because she's a hologram, right? So
all these people that are in love with inanimate objects can now fuck.
Well, he brings a prosto home, and the hologram is able to fully project herself onto the prosto.
Oh, word!
And then he fucks the prosto, but it looks like his hologram chick.
So the one that I saw the other day, and it just showed up by random. I don't know how it did it, but it did, was a dude. He was fucking his girlfriend, and then there was a robot or one of those fake, you know, ladies next to the lady. And then she was demanding him fuck the fake girl in front of her while she masturbated. And I was like, holy shit, that's where we're at now. Like, that's where we're at. Imagine when VR gets kicked in. It's going to be a whole new world. And then pretty much you're just cutting a hole in the wall. And then fucking that as you're dialed into your headset.
When we were building our house, they were like, it's not invented yet, but in your kids' rooms, would you like to leave
a VR glory hole?
Yeah, do you want us to leave a hole there for future glory VR glory holes?
Of course, at least run power to it just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to heat it up. Yeah, I don't want
to
expose power cables. Mike Eaton from Giggle Boys is in the chat. He says
he
got a VR headset and an auto blow AI during the pandemic. That's not a bad move.
Oh shit.
And that's the new fucking Christmas gift for traveling salesman husbands. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you don't need to go out to some weird bar and get an STD. Just fold this thing up, put it in your suitcase, and fuck it while you're gone.
Yeah.
Or maybe it allows for the fucking what's the Demolition Man thing where they put on the two headsets? Remember that? The way they have sex in the future?
Yeah.
Maybe you can bang your significant other from remote locations. Now they're only talking about the negative shit.
Yeah. And let's talk about the positives of this. By the way, Lazaro Lopez is in the chat. Shit, everybody's here today. Andrew Ball, all of our homies are here, dude. Craigers.
Andrew is a new employee of Black Rifle. What the fuck of Drinker Bros?
Drinker Bros. Uh-huh. So he works for Tetherball Academy Media now. Dude, the Lazaro Lopez will be at, the Baylor game? Where did you send him? The Baylor BYU
He'll be
game,
in Waco.
Yeah, that'll be
so if the Branch Davidian burns down again, it's probably him.
Yeah, but that's the guy that should be.
Which we named that game on Outside the Top 25 today,
mm-hmm.
Because it's BYU and Baylor, two notorious virginity schools. I wanted to go with the Soak Bowl, but then Bill Schofield one-upped us, and the name of the game is now Soakin' City Limits.
Okay. Boston Joe's here, too, from Tailgate Legends.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dan did Soakin' City Limits.
Oh, Soakin' City Limits.
So
I like that.
I guess.
I like it.
Bill can go fuck himself then, but
yeah, fuck Bill.
Lopez, you can pick up the truck tomorrow.
I also told, I don't know if Lopez was in the room when I said it the last time, or I don't know if he was here when I said it before, but if you get somebody, if you get a Mormon girl pregnant, we will pay for the child support.
Yes. Yeah. We'll pay for it.
So there you go. Or the abortion.
Soak and choke.
Either way.
Yeah. Whatever you decide.
Yeah.
Last row. We're obviously the lady, because she's got a consent to it, but you know, in California, you can't stealth anymore.
No, don't stealth. Just have your fucking meaty hog out and ready to go.
Ready to go. Look, we often provide our address here, as we say all the time on the show. And if you're in the area and want to stop by and see a live show, you can just pop in. We got a few people here today. Come on in. Come on up and grab the old microphone there. And this will be our drinking bro of the week. We appreciate you guys stopping in. Come on in. Dan's microphone. There you go. Boom. Bingo Bango. Dodge Durango. You can grab that one. Put it about an inch from your mouth. There you go. Right. Look at that. Look at that. Straightforward.
Straightforward. All right. There we go.
Tell everybody your name.
My name is Ken Kislowski.
Yeah. What's up, Ken? How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Who's your lady?
This is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend? Yeah.
Yeah. Delmi Rivera.
What's up? What's up? How's it going? You can see yourselves, by the way, on this monitor here. So... Lovely people. What brings you to Austin, Texas?
We actually went to New Orleans first, but the biggest reason we went to Clash Bash, shout out to Clash Bash, anybody that watched that, was just outside of Houston in Eagle Lake, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, a festival of Kalashnikov.
I don't know what that is.
AK-47.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
There we go.
So we went to a shooting range.
I don't have any AK-47, so I don't know that shit.
Yeah, well, we'll get you one.
Yeah. Will you?
Yeah.
Bring one in the studio. I'd love one.
I mean, I'm coming back next year. Maybe I'll come back earlier. I'll bring it.
Perfect. How much does one of those cost?
$1,000.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Let's go, dude.
Yes. Let's go. I'll bring you next year.
Let's have fucking four, dude. I'll put them all over the goddamn desk. Let's do it.
Sticker on Dan's computer right there.
Yeah. So look, obviously you guys are listeners to the show. You know the rules. This is the point in the show we get to the drinking bro of the week, which is someone who's inspired you or helps you become the person you are today. Who would you like to give the drinking bro of the week to?
So about a few weeks ago, my uncle passed away, and he was my favorite uncle. So hit me pretty hard. Last time I saw him was actually 8 years ago. I'm originally from New York. He lives in New York. I live in Vegas now. So we went out to his funeral. His name is Peter Kislowski. So he was a great man. He was very inspirational, very smart, knew everything about everything. So I would give the drinking bro of the week to him. So that's
awesome.
For me.
Awesome. How about you? Go ahead. Fire away.
Well, Ken's parents, my mom and my sister, they've taken care of our dogs, Hank and Peggy. So they're just amazing people.
Hank and Peggy, your dog's names?
The dog's
names, yeah. You named human names?
Yeah. King of the Hill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hot Bob, dude. Yeah. Hot Bob has been on fire this week. This is the week of Bob.
Human names for pets are the best. It's like, I don't want to name them like Peanut, Snoopy. Like,
This is Kisses. This is my dog Pickles. Have you seen my dog Pickles? They're great.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Human names are the best.
Hank and Peggy.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
So shout out to Hank and Peggy.
Yeah. Where do you guys live in real life?
Las Vegas. Technically North Las Vegas. Nice part.
Yep.
I have to say that.
We love Las Vegas, man. Yeah. And
it sucks right now. But
it sucks now. Yeah. And we had to cancel a gig there a few weeks ago for UFC because of the mask. Is that still going on?
Oh, yeah. And they're serious about it for sure. Like, very, very serious.
Really? How are the casinos and shit?
Super serious about it.
God damn
it. They have to be. They're sort of kind of governed by their own thing, but it's not just that. It's like the little businesses and everything like that. So
we had a gig there in September. I think Dan looked it up. It was going to be 118 degrees. And then as soon as the mask mandates Dan was like, fuck no, we're out of here.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. How's the economy and everything going up there? Because last time we were there,
it's pretty bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, we went before, I think it was maybe 6 or 8 weeks before the mandates kicked back in. What we noticed is, because we didn't have to wear masks and all that other shit, but There wasn't enough workers at the bars and restaurants, and there was long lines for everything. So if you wanted to get a beer, you were in a long line. If you were at a convenience store, there was fucking crazy lines.
I'd bag my own groceries in Sprouts. We did a whole shopping trip. And, you know, Sprouts, they got the little, self-checkouts.
Yeah.
We get up to the front. We had, like, $150 worth of groceries, and it's, like, no cashiers. I had to bag it myself.
Yeah.
Like, man, I almost walked out.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, but I was like, I need the groceries, right?
Yeah. Not bagging, it's a super white thing to do.
Yeah.
Your lady would have done it. I'm kidding.
That's probably true.
Look, we appreciate you guys being here. Welcome to Austin. There's no mask or anything here, except at like one toy store. I took my kids here the other day. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. But here, you're good to go. Enjoy the barbecue.
And
the Mexican food is amazing here, too. So
great.
It's been fun. What did you think of the studio and everything else?
It's a lot bigger than I thought it was from the outside. It's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird when you show up because it's not a script, and you're like,
"Well, I knew it was because the gay for straight on the outside." I was like, "This is
that
right."
Sticker,
yeah,
that's
the sticker, yeah.
That's funny.
The guy dropped us off. He's like, "You want to go to Subway?" I was like, "I don't think so."
I think it's
next door. Movie. And then we walked upstairs, gay for straight. And I was like, "All right, we got it right."
yeah, you got it right. That's the only hint we leave is that sticker.
Yeah.
Where it's like, "All right, great." The new office, though, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. It's like we have signs on the highway and shit, so like. We'll see what happens. There could be some drive-bys, but whatever, man.
Well, you'll have the AK-47 soon.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope. Either way, we're extremely grateful that you guys came through.
Yeah, thank you for having
support
us.
The show. You can support the show at home by just going to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. That is literally the only thing that keeps us in the charts. As of next month, it'll be 6 consecutive years that we have been in the top 100 on the charts on iTunes, and it is all because of you guys. So please rate the show. I know some of you have Androids and all that other shit. Just steal somebody else's phone and do it. They'd give it back to them. Who cares? You want to lead us out? Do you know the end of this?
I forget. On the spot, I forget. I've been on vacation for 10 days. I've been getting gumped, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know about getting gumped. All right. For D'Anthony Holloway, I am Ross Patterson. That is the ending. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.